It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
So, hello. Today we have Justin Dehring, Director of Software Development at AWS Weatherbug. Justin, why don't you introduce yourself to our viewers?
My name is Justin Dehring. I'm the Director of Software Engineering at Weatherbug, and I manage the development of our mobile software products and our web properties here.
Right. And we actually have talked to Weatherbug a couple of times. So, Justin, what are you working on these days?
Right now, we're working on some Silverlight applications. We just finished a WPF application, and we're also working on mobile applications.
That is great. One of the things I think we have talked before this interview was the Azure platform and services. So, and you actually have your private cloud. You have a data center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you, look at these announcements from Microsoft about the cloud computing, Azure? What are your feelings on that?
Well, it looks pretty promising. There's a lot of infrastructure that we've had to build out here at Weatherbug, and if we could leverage Microsoft's infrastructure, it would relieve us of having to worry about that.
And then you actually have started playing with Azure from a developer perspective.
Yes.
So what are your feelings there?
I mean, it is a familiar environment. Obviously, there are some changes you have to make in the way that you design and develop your code to work in the cloud, but all the tools are the same, and the development environment is very familiar. So those are all good things.
That's great. And your team, looking forward to Azure. Now, obviously, it is in CTP right now. So do you have any concrete plans on offloading some of your work to Microsoft Data Center, like in the Azure platform? Or
We don't have any concrete plans of right now. Some things we would like to do would be possibly move some of our data services that we offer into the cloud. That way that we can offload that, using the service bus in Azure, make our services publicly available through there, and that way offload that traffic from our own data centers.
That is great to hear. So, Justin, one of the things I know that you deliver your software on different form factors and different platforms, including handheld devices, mobile phones like Android, iPhone. So what are you doing there, in terms of, how does that work,
Okay, well, right now we're developing, we have our smartphone applications is what we're calling them, and we're developing an application to provide live weather and alerts and radar on BlackBerries, iPhones, and Android devices, as well as Windows Mobile. But what's interesting about that from a Microsoft perspective, we're the entire back end, all the data services and everything that are serving all of those applications are built on Microsoft technologies, SQL Server, ASP.NET web servers and web services, and we're using things like HTTP handlers and things like that from the framework and IIS. And to allow us to serve the data for all of those applications.
That's good to hear that all the server technologies are Microsoft at Weatherbug. The other thing I actually had talked to you about is you also have a services head open up, right, using WCF.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So are you doing a REST-based API, SOAP-based? Where are you on that?
We actually have multiple APIs, depending. We have a RESTful API that we're using for our smartphone applications, but we also have SOAP interfaces that are available for some of our business-to-business partners and things like that. And then we have a POX API that's available for, consumer, anybody really who wants to use it.
And is it WCF based or?
We do have some WCF based services from some of our professional products right now. Our consumer products right now aren't using WCF, but we do have.
Yeah, great. So it looks like you guys actually fall into the perfect example of software plus services, right?
Yeah.
You have services on the back end, you have infrastructure, and then you build multiple clients which target Microsoft as well as competing platforms.
Yes.
All right, Justin, great to talk to you.
It was good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time, and I hope to see you on another interview.
All right.
Thanks.